This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. has officially reopened five newly renovated galleries after years of construction and anticipation. Thousands of visitors flooded the museum to explore the latest exhibits, which blend historical artifacts with cutting-edge visions of the future. Among the highlights is the updated Boeing Milestones of Flight Hall, now showcasing iconic pieces such as John Glenn's Friendship 7 Mercury capsule and the Bell X-1, the first aircraft to break the sound barrier. The Futures in Space Gallery offers a glimpse into tomorrow, featuring real flown components from a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, a mock-up of Blue Origin's New Shepard crew capsule, and a full-scale 3D-printed Mars habitat designed to simulate life on the red planet. Other revamped spaces include the World War I gallery, now displaying vintage aircraft like the Sopwith Camel and early military spy balloons, as well as Pioneers of Flight gallery with Charles Lindbergh's Spirit of St. Louis and Amelia Earhart's Lockheed Vega. A new innovations gallery currently focuses on aviation's goal in climate science, featuring satellites, drones, and a replica of a Soviet Vega probe. The Lockheed Martin IMAX Theater has now been upgraded with modern visuals and sound. Entry to the museum now requires free time passes and is routed through a new north entrance. These renovations are part of a nearly $1 billion overhaul set to finish in 2026. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. A family's excitement about moving into their newly purchased 1920s era home quickly turned to unease when they discovered a cryptic message scratched into the back of a closet wall. Homeowner Madeline Jones, along with her family, moved into the house earlier this month, and almost immediately sleepless nights followed. Late one evening, while unpacking, Jones noticed faint indentations behind the closet paneling. Closer inspection revealed ominous words etched into the wood, a message that has left the family deeply unsettled. Jones shared that the discovery hit just days after moving in, and she confessed to feeling chilled to the bone upon reading the message. Attempts to remove or cover it only made the text more visible, and despite hiring a professional to examine the writing, the identity of its author remains unknown. This is Dark Matter News. Scientists have discovered a remarkable new species of ancient shark deep within Mammoth Cave National Park in Kentucky, the world's largest cave system. The fossil find, dating back roughly 340 million years, was uncovered as part of a multi-year effort to catalog the park's extensive paleontological resources. The newly named species, Macadens olsoni, belong to a group of small cartilaginous fish known as pteranodonts. It measured less than a foot long and had a distinctive spiral-like arrangement of flat-top teeth, a feature called a tooth whorl. These teeth suggest the shark was adapted for crushing shelled prey like mollusks and worms, hinting at a rich and varied prehistoric ecosystem once hidden beneath what is now central Kentucky. The fossils, mostly in the form of teeth embedded in ancient limestone, were found on cave ceilings and walls. Erosion in the open air would have destroyed these delicate fossils, but the cave's stable environment helped preserve them for hundreds of millions of years. Park staff, paleontologists, and volunteers have carefully been surveying the site since 2019, resulting in the discovery of over 70 species of fossil fish. This new find joins other recent discoveries in the cave, including the tiny nail-toothed Clavis Odin's McGinnis Eye and the uniquely named Rotu Edeans or Wheel Tooth. Together, these species highlight Mammoth Cave as one of the richest fossil sites in America. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.